SBS Radio.
Australia will be looking to take its winning form from the T20 series arena into the first test match against Pakistan at the Gabba in Brisbane. Batsmen Joe Burns and Travis Head won a spot on the Australian side over Marcus Harris and Cameron Bancroft. But it was a selection in the Pakistan side that left most people talking. Fast bowler Nasim Shah became the second youngest player to make his test debut against Australia at the age of 16, and the ninth youngest test debutant overall. He's done so only a week after his mother died back home in Pakistan. He wasn't able to make it back in time for the funeral, and his selection to the test arena was understandably an emotional one. He was in tears when presented with his cap just before the start of the match. Former Australia spin bowler Shane Warne summed up the feeling towards the youngster on the Fox Sports coverage.
That just shows you how much it means to the young boy. 16 years of age, unfortunately so sad with his mother passing, yeah. And then just the tears getting a cap. I mean, that's just fantastic. We wish him nothing but good luck for this first test match. I know it's against Australia, but let's hope he has an absolute ripper.
Australia hasn't lost at the Gabba since 1988 against the West Indies. In the Women's Big Bash, there's a doubleheader in Perth, when the fourth-placed Perth Scorchers take on the third-placed Sydney Sixers on Saturday and Sunday. The Sixers go into the games without injured star all-rounder Elise Perry, who suffered a shoulder injury last week. She's been cleared of serious injury, but in the short term, her place will go to English batter Holly Armitage. She was playing club cricket in Hobart until she got the call to help. Knowing Sixers star Alyssa Healy from playing alongside her in Yorkshire in the UK Super League led to an unexpected phone call.
Just out having a tie with the club girls because I just had a club cricket game, and she was like, "So we've got a few injuries, what are your thoughts on being a Sixer?" And I was like, "Well, need to make a few phone calls first." But yeah, it was caught me by surprise, to be honest.
The big news in English football the past week was the sacking of Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino. The Argentinian coach had been in charge for almost 6 years, and his summary dismissal midway through the season took many by surprise. Almost as surprising was the announcement his replacement would be Jose Mourinho. Despite huge success at several clubs, including Chelsea, Inter Milan and Real Madrid, the Portuguese suffered a torrid time from fans and the media at his last club, Manchester United. Talking on Spurs TV, Mourinho explained why he was happy to take up the offer at Tottenham.
I always told about the club potential. I always told about the qualities of the players. I always told the magnificent work the club was doing. I really like this squad and looking to the young players.
Mourinho's first game in charge will be at West Ham on Saturday night. In the A-League this weekend, there's a grand final rematch when Perth Glory welcomes Sydney FC on Saturday. Defending champion Sydney is sitting in second spot on the ladder, but it's a vastly different story on the West Coast. In the first five rounds of the season, Perth has amassed just 6 points to sit back in sixth spot. Despite that, Sydney FC midfielder Brandon O'Neill is taking nothing for granted.
They look like they've had a slow start, but they're still playing good football. They're moving the ball well. They've got dangerous players that haven't had the rub of the green. And like I said, we're quietly confident. We'll prepare as best we can. Go over there to get the 3 points.
Sydney won last season's grand final in a penalty shootout. The Davis Cup tennis tournament will be decided over the weekend in Madrid. But the new format for the oldest team tournament in tennis has been widely criticised, with Australian captain Leighton Hewitt one of the most vocal. Australia reached Friday's quarterfinals against Canada with victory over Belgium, with Nick Kyrgios and Alex de Minaur in good form. But however Australia finishes up in the new setup, Hewitt isn't a fan of two changes to the format in particular.
Two of the biggest points of difference with Davis Cup and what the competition was about was one, home and away. And if you look at the pinnacle of our game, the Grand Slams, they're best of five sets. This is a new format. You know, our boys get the opportunity to wear the green and gold and play for their country. It doesn't matter if we're playing marbles out there. We're going to go out there and lay it all on the line and do what we can for our country and represent our country really well.
The semi-finals take place on Sunday, while the final itself gets underway in the early hours of Monday morning. And in the National Basketball League this weekend, the league-leading Sydney Kings travel to take on the newest franchise, the South East Melbourne Phoenix, on Saturday afternoon. That match will be shown live on SBS Viceland and, like all NBL fixtures this season, can be streamed live on SBS On Demand. John Baldock, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.